This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant David Rankin. In a classroom at Camp Casey, Korea, more than 100 officers and warrant officers stand up with microphone at hand to ask questions about the revised officer evaluation report, which is undergoing major changes for the first time in 15 years. At the other end of a question stands Major Stephen Trotter from the Human Resources Command at Fort Knox, Kentucky. He is part of a mobile training team to come to Korea and brief the Army's newly revised officer evaluation report.
The most rewarding part of the brief to me is all the questions that are asked. This new evaluation is a brand new thing. The last time a new evaluation was rolled out in the Army was back in either 1997 or 1998.
A distinct feature of this new system is the description of responsibilities for the raider, a person who serves as an officer's first-line supervisor, and the senior raider, normally a person who rates the raider. The new officer evaluation is scheduled to go online April 1st. You're listening to Soldiers Radio News. At the 2014 Winter Olympics at Sochi, Russia, Sergeants Preston Griffal and Matt Mortensen are members of the United States Luge doubles team. In an interview, Sergeant Griffal compares the discipline he received during basic training to how he's been preparing for the Olympic Games.
Going through basic training is about 95% mental. It's a big mental battle to make yourself believe that you can fight through it and continue to push on when you're there and continue the training. And going through basic training and being a part of the Army and National Guard has been very beneficial and definitely helped with the mental side of Luge.
That's your Soldiers Radio News.